Nobody wants to pay more taxes, and that's what annexation would mean to the 7 property owners on the list. Michelle Lampton says the whole issue began with one property at the top of the road that wasn't in the service area.
And that is the property that started the snowball effect in which our parcels were added onto this, because as soon as the issue came up, people started looking into whether or not there are any other parcels whose access is just through Forest Park.
Road maintenance is the primary reason for the annexation. The service area pays about $40,000 a year for snow removal alone. Add in streetlights and regular repairs, and the costs approach $70,000 annually. But 6 of the 7 parcels are clustered near the bottom of Forest Park Drive. Lampton and some of the others argue that their use of the road is minimal, and they shouldn't have to pay the service area's 2.2 mill rate.
I'm using less than 2%. If you look at the parcel that's on the corner, she's using currently, just using the main road, she's technically only using 0.5%. And if you're looking at all of the roads together, including the side roads, the circles, and the courts, she's actually using less than 0.25% of the road. And yet the resolution, if passed, would increase our mill rate up to 2.2 for when we use just a minor fraction of that road.
MJ Cadle and David Jensen are the property owners right below Lampton. They also spoke against the annexation. Cadle talked about precedent and noted that the properties in question were left out when the service area was established in 1988.
We're just asking you to recognize the precedent that has already been set to leave us out of Forest Park.
Let's pause for a little explanation. The Assembly was voting on a resolution initiating the annexation process. Now that it's been approved, an ordinance will be prepared. That ordinance will need to be introduced in one Assembly meeting and then adopted in a second one before it's official. Even then, the annexation won't be complete unless a majority of Forest Park Service Area voters approve it through a mail-in special election. The property owners who would be annexed don't get to vote. That's part of state statute, amended about 7 years ago. The Assembly didn't talk much about the issue when it came time to vote, but they did ask Borough Attorney Scott Brandt Erickson to clarify the current regulations.
If the only legal access to a subdivision is through an existing service area, those lots or the subdivision that's receiving their access from roads maintained by that service area can be compelled to join the service area without a vote of the people living on those lots that are going to be added.
So if you use the road to get to your house, they can make you join. Before that change in state law, any annexation had to be approved by the service area residents and by the people who would be annexed. Naturally, the people who were to be annexed always voted no. With the change in state law, that roadblock was removed. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.